Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
You're always on the Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of the Independent Radio Exchange Network, with the aim of promoting local indie and urban music productions in Europe. I am Patrick Domanico, but you can easily find me online as Coco Praise from Near FM Dublin, Ireland. And today we are going to listen to a music selection of nice songs created by myself. If you like it, cool. If you don't like it, let me know through our social media, and don't forget to follow me, but not at home.
Die.
First interview of the episode with Danny Groland. Ciao, Danny. How are you?
Hello, Patrick. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. How long time are you performing?
I started my band 11 years ago, I'm going to say. And yeah, we have three albums. This is our third album altogether. I say R, but it's kind of my baby.
But I'm very curious about the title, no, of the album, because it's Burning Rome. And because I'm Italian, my question is, why you want to burn Rome, the capital city of my beloved country?
That's so funny. You're the first, I was saying, you're the first Italian that I've spoken to about the album. So I'm curious to know what imagery comes from it. There's a phrase, I don't know if it's in Italian, it's in English anyway, Nero. The Emperor Nero played while Rome burned. And the story goes that the city was on fire and he didn't care and he just wanted to play music or something, you know.
That's brilliant. I didn't know about that. Where we can find like the album Burning Rome, Danny?
So the album Burning Rome, I released it already, but only on Bandcamp because I have a beautiful vinyl that I want people to see, and maybe they'll buy it as well. And for streaming services like Spotify and Tidal and the rest, I'm going to put one song each month. So the last month was Never Going Home, and the next month is going to be another song, Chip In. And so I have something to keep promoting. But if you want to hear the whole album, it's available on Bandcamp right now.
It's a kind of marketing decisions, or just you believe in this kind of strategy?
I like Bandcamp because they pay, if someone buys the album on Bandcamp, it's worth like a million streams already. So that's one reason. And also with this release strategy, I get to keep promoting the music every month like it's still new. It gives me a chance to keep talking about it on my social media, and I don't know if it's going to work, but...
And where people can find you online?
If you go to my website, dannygrunland.com, it has all my links and everything, music and socials and everything there.
Talking about one of the latest singles from the album, Never Going Home, that has been released the 2nd of May. What's behind that song and what does it mean?
So Never Going Home is a song from the future. It's imagining a world where humans have left Earth. And they're living on a space station. They had to leave after some disaster. It doesn't say what the disaster was, but maybe a war or climate change or some pandemic. I don't know. You can imagine. And protagonist is on the spaceship and he's trying to remember things from Earth, like what it sounded like, rain sounded like, and the colors and everything. So it's a song to try to make people realize that there's only one planet and we have to take care of it, you know.
I think it's very actual because, you know, in this kind of crazy era where we are living robot, artificial intelligence, we are exploring a new... the space, Mars, whatever. So I think it's very interesting. And would you like to introduce the song to our audience, Danny?
My name is Danny Groenland, and I hope you enjoy my latest single, Never Going Home.
We escaped of death the war, trusting in the dark unknown. 1,000 years or more, and I know we're never going home. 2 by 2 we march in line, looking back at the burning road. Up ahead
Okay, now allow me the pleasure to remind you all the lovely Indie Red Network that is composed by radio students from Croatia, Radio Helsinki from Austria, Civil Radio Budapest, Hungary, IMA RTV, Andalusia, Spain, Radio Campus, France, Radio Corax, Halle, Germany, Radio Students, Ljubljana, Slovenia, and of course, Near FM from Dublin, Ireland. Don't forget to visit our websites, indiere.eu, where you can find all the episodes and the archive of the featured songs. New song released by Dominda, Can't Complain. This is the name of the single. I had a call with Barry, one of the components of the band, recently, and this is what he told me about Can't Complain.
Can't Complain, so it's a song that is about, I suppose, getting used to new realities, so kind of getting older in Dublin. Particularly for us, we've kind of seen a lot of our friends kind of immigrate, kind of leave the country, and we're still all in Dublin and we're like still having a good time, but I suppose it's wistful. Like, it's kind of saying, ah, it's difficult kind of living with kind of friends leaving and stuff like that, but we're still having a good time.
Is it Can't Complain a part of a new record you are going to release?
No, so it's a part of a series of singles we're releasing at the moment. So we recorded three singles in October with the Clinic Recording Studio, and we've released one already. This is the second one that's out, and then we'll be releasing a third in about a month's time.
Any plan to produce a new record sooner or later?
Yes, so we are, our lead singer is currently traveling at the moment. He's in South America, but when he comes back, we are planning to, I suppose, go into pre-production for an album. So we want to, I suppose, block off a week or two in our calendars, go somewhere down the country and just sit down and write kind of a cohesive album, because everything we've done to date has been kind of individual projects. Now we kind of married some of them together for the EP, but we want to write one, I suppose, coherent album from start to finish.
Can't complain. Let's listen together on Indie Red.
I woke up this morning and I was feeling great. I sat at my back, watched the sun melt the gray away. I get a call from a friend, he has a night he wants me to play. I hope this feeling never fades. And I couldn't tell you I changed, but suddenly it doesn't all feel like one big mistake. I couldn't tell you I changed, but these days I'm feeling great. Find some days. But there's still a buzz with the ones who say I'm having so much fun, I can't complain. Opposite of seasonal depression, cause you've been steering clear off the session. It's the prospect of a Friday night, or knowing that Kate will be alright, or it's just this new pair of pants, the utter lack of any type of romance. It's keeping family close, or it's finally feeling home, or you shouldn't go and overthink it, cause you'll only go and fucking jinx it, maybe. Feel like a big mistake. No, I couldn't tell you what changed, but these days I wanna
Indie Re, Independent Radio Exchange project born with the aim to promote unrecognized local indie and urban music production across multiple European countries in order to increase transborder mobility of music creativity and improve the capacity of cultural operators for long-term sustainable and intercultural exchange. I am Patrick Domanico from Mir FM Dublin, Ireland, and we are listening to a music selection of Wow songs created by myself.
Said you'd move out of the city so that we could get a place. Save up all your money, quit your job or run away. Paint your perfect picture and I'll be in the center of the frame. When everything should be clear in black and white. I've been coasting with my feelings, the ones I need to fight on my own. And I admit your weight is getting harder to hold. You know you don't deserve this when I'm watching.
Let's meet Dabila, one of Ireland's rising stars and named on the Irish Independence Ones to Watch for 2025. From Drogheda, this dynamic duo is turning heads with their debut album, The Hounds of Bone, a bold fusion of Irish tradition and electronic innovation. With Daraga and Oisin, their sound is both ancient and futuristic, described as insane live and wonderful. Fully expressive in the studio, Dabila is pushing the boundaries of folk music.
I have called you children, I have called you son. What is there to answer if I'm the only one? Morning comes in paradise, morning comes in light. Still I must obey, still I must invite. If there's anything to say, if there's anything to do, if there's any other way, I'll do anything for you. I was dressed in embarrassment, I was dressed in wine. If you had a part of me, will you take your time? Even if I come back, even if I die, is there some idea to replace my life? Like a father to impress, like a mother's morning dress. If you ever make a mess, I'll do anything for you. I have called you preacher, I have called you son. If you have a father, or if you haven't won, I'll do anything for you. 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 I did everything 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 for you.
And this is it for today. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I'll catch up with you in a couple of months after summertime. I really hope you enjoyed the radio show in the same way I love producing it for you. In the meantime, don't forget to eat pasta at least once per week. Love you. Don't forget me. Ma soprattutto, got to have it.
By the European Union. More at indire.eu.